No, very good. And, yeah, I left because they had that power surge, so they were delayed about 20 minutes or so, or something like that, 20, 25 minutes. So I left at, towards the end of the third quarter. It was about 9:40, and I just didn't want to be out too late on a cool night. I don't know why the Super Bowl is on a Sunday night. I mean, you know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, everybody's having parties, and then they have to get up the next day. Why don't they make the Super Bowl on Saturday? I just don't know why it evolved that way. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe so the Orthodox can watch. I don't know. Someone else brought that point up. And, I don't know, maybe they get a better audience on a Sunday. Must be a reason. Although I don't know what it is. So, yeah. Imagine I had a bowel fit. Supposedly, I went to come on the TechNet last night, and they said it was because of the halftime show. Apparently, the halftime show, I guess, breakers out or something, I don't know. And I'm not sure if they were on emergency power towards the end of the game or not, but it certainly almost changed the vibe of the game. I guess Baltimore had such great momentum going, and then they had to wait it out for, I think it was actually 35 minutes or something. And San Francisco almost came back.
Thing so far anyway, and your side is heavy but moving.
Let's hope it's good. Go back to the computer.
All right, very good. Very good, Lou, and finally the projects here, very interesting. And, it's good to be challenged with new things in the new year, the early part of the new year. And wonder what they might be about. And Valentine's Day is the next thing coming up. We've got the President's Day and all that, and it's hard to believe in less than 2 weeks I'll be on the 15th fly down to Fort Lauderdale. So, and a long weekend is better than nothing. At least I got that. It's too bad I didn't make my reservations back in October, but I just did. I had no idea what was going to happen. And I figured I'd wait until November and maybe get a better deal on the airfare and when everything happened like it did. So, but that's the way things go. Maybe get to get a little bit of warmth there. Back to you, Lou.
Well, a change of season is always nice. So, I'm sure it's going to be enjoyable. I was thinking of going to Dayton this year. But, instead of flying, maybe hitching a ride. I'm not sure if I want to do that yet, but I'll think about it a little bit more, but I guess I should make a decision shortly. The projects are challenging from a technical point of view. They're mundane otherwise, but one of them is we have a system that's spread out. We do jobs over the internet for people concerning demographics, data, it's marketing data. The orders come in and we execute the jobs, and then another system makes the invoices. So this one particular program runs on a production computer and we don't have a test bed for it. So it's kind of difficult to troubleshoot. One of the invoices isn't coming out right, it's missing something. We're going to have the program actually email me what it's sending to the web service, which is supposed to do the invoice. So it'll send me a live email, and that'll give me some more insight into what's going on. And then the other project, I guess, has to do with the do not call list. And we have a lot of internal data, but we also go out to vendors on the fly to try to get more data when required. And when we do the in-house stuff, we run through a do not call list.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Yeah, I don't know how long.
I know, Bob Lou. Just a little bit there. Very good. Okay, fine. On the project, it sounds interesting. And working with the different clients there. And that's really good. A lot of variety in what's involved there. That's great. Very good. And I guess see how things develop with that. I'll see what develops and everything. So, something else. I wanted to say that regarding my flight down. I called up Delta to see what the status is on my upgrades, and they actually bumped me up for nothing on my return flight to Economy Plus, which was kind of surprising, but they said that was available. But going down, they said there was nothing available on an upgrade at the moment. They said give it a little more time and try again. We'll see what happens. They try to sell those seats for very, like, just $90 more in first class, you know, trying to fill them at least and get a little more income there. Back to you, Lou. It's coming into exit 49. The meter sounds really good. I mean, it seems to be operating very nicely. W2SCT Mobile.
All righty, we must be passing each other. I'm just getting off now at 49. I made very good time this morning, and I don't think there was one slowdown, which is unusual. Even the one or two spots by the SAG or 55 and 56 were good. So that's okay. And, going to make the left turn here on Pine Lawn. So I have coffee in one hand, mic in the other. I'm going to put the mic down. Over to you.
Okay. Well, you must have started earlier this morning then. Unless you didn't, maybe you're a regular. It seems like maybe you left 10 minutes earlier this morning or something like that, because you're usually not up to 110 by now. Usually it's a little bit later, I think. And I wonder where the rest of the gang is this morning. Everybody's maybe still sleeping or taking the day off or whatever. But in any case, very good. Making good time here, and traffic is moving well. I can see on the westbound side everything's working, moving very nicely as well. I was talking to Steve about Punxsutawney Phil and what a big celebration that is out there. 40,000 people, it's just incredible. To see a groundhog come up early in the morning, it's amazing. But it looks like an early spring, according to that prognosticator. W2FCT Mobile.
Tomorrow in early spring would be very nice. I'll take it. Right now it's 25 degrees. I could triple that number. Well, when you get down to Fort Lauderdale, and probably will. I was listening this morning. I heard... I guess it's JR, is that his name? I don't know. And Steve talking. And, what happens is I'm getting up now just before the alarm clock. So I'm kind of waking up like a quarter to six. I'm kind of into the routine. My circadian rhythms are all set, and that's what's happening. So. And maybe the other guy's not around because they did watch the end of the Super Bowl and they're sleeping in for a while. Who knows? They'll probably come aboard soon. So, that's the story. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today. Sky's pretty much clear. See a little bit of a moon up there still. And just some clouds to the south. Just a little puff. I don't know what they're predicting or not, but anyway, let's see if I can time it out again. Back to you.
All right, no problem. But this is what I would love. As long as there's a band of clouds to the east and the south, then it blocks out the sun for the first tower that's up in the perfect clear blue sky above. It's right to me. And when that sun is coming up and it's right in your eyes,
And, you know, so it's kind of tough. If you can listen to 8.5 from where you are, it might be helpful. I do that when I come in. But, okay, on the dipole, sorry about that. But 10 years, I guess, pretty good run, right? I guess you get another one up there soon. And right on the Super Bowl stuff. So I'm going to change the rotation around it because you were up. I'm going to turn it back to Peter, and we'll do it that way, and then Peter, you can turn it over to Matt, which I know, Matt, we've spoken before. You worked in college, and I think he said you called into RVP, so I'm going to call that Regional Vice President. Be an easy way to remember it. Pete, over to you. This is NY2H Mobile.
Okay, because I picked it up from Matt and turned it over to you, Lou, and then I heard Matt talk, so, yeah, the eastern link there, yeah, just solving the remaining problems there. And Matt Vine on the, get on the dipole and get another one up there, and I guess you were tired.
Try that.
exotic this weekend. Watched much of the Super Bowl or anything like that. Over to you.
All right, Matt, you want to try it again?
I'm not sure. Did you hand it back to me, Peter?
No, Matt. Matt, you want to try it again?
I must have doubled with you, Peter, so I guess SET pick it up.
yeah, I turned it over to Pete, and then I said, Pete will turn it over to you, Knopf, and then you came in under Pete, and I didn't hear anything you said, and I barely made out what Pete said, so. But very fine, Pete. I did make out that you had the QRP contest and everything, and you were involved with that and had fun, and I guess you didn't have, I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl or had any gathering for that. So why don't I turn it over to Knopf so you can have a turn, and then you turn over to Pete. W2SET Mobile.
Okay, so SET to me to KCTKKX, okay. New rotation. Sorry. Anyhow, to repeat what I was saying, I'm not much of a sports watcher. I don't mind sports playing, although I haven't done that in many years. But watching never did it for me. And football was never my sport. I went into work for a little bit yesterday. I had to take care of some things. In the afternoon, I went to see a lecture, to hear a lecture with my wife and one of the synagogues that we belong to. We belong to a couple of them. And it was this rabbi who was a zoologist, and he spoke about the animals mentioned in the Bible and which animals they truly are, because mostly they're misconceptions, mistranslation, misinterpretation of which animals they are. So went through a bunch of them and described his conclusions and so on. Very interesting, very informative. And he was funny too. And other than that, I just relaxed. I read a little bit. And that was my day. KCQKKX, this is N2UZD in the group. Pick it up.
Pretty good math on the animals. Anyway, I guess we're not propagating well this morning, or marginally, although I just I've been able to understand most of what you've been saying, and Pete, you're pretty noisy, but I can still make you out. You're kind of like DX at 8,000 miles or beyond, but you're definitely coming in. Anyway, did watch the Super Bowl. My team lost, but they certainly had a chance at the end of the game. They certainly made it interesting in the second half. And what a bizarre delay the game had. Pete, over to you.
SCP, pick it up.
Maybe he's getting egg salad.
And apparently, and I didn't hear anything since you made your transmission off and turn it over to Pete, and then he was commenting on the animals and the what you heard over the weekend there, and then it went silent. So part of the continued work out of the lake here. So well, very good, and I did hear Knopf that you weren't, you're not much of a sports person, so you weren't watching the game there, I guess. And very good. A little bit of snow on the road out here at the Yantang as I get off the IE. You gotta kinda watch it. It's a little bit snow here, and just watch, gonna watch a little bit. You know, slider. Get a little bit of ice or whatever. A little dust in the snow, though. and so very good. I'm just going to grab a sandwich really quick here. I didn't get things to get in order last night, so I'll just make a quick stop here. Turn over to Pete and get around to you, Doc. And I'll be back very shortly. W2S and T-Mobile.
But you sounded much better that time, Pete. Anyway, now hopefully I'm getting into a pipe. And, KC2, KKX for ID. Nav?
KC2, KKX, this is N2, use NT in the group. And, very good. You came in choppy for a few seconds to, KKX, and then you went to song. I don't know what's going on with these repeaters. You know, years ago, it seems like the repeaters were working better, and then they started messing with things. They just can't seem to get it right the last few years. There's always something going on, especially with that Eastern input. Nice. Right. Salad or what, if you did.
I'm not sure what's going on. I didn't hear all of that. It'd be 60%. Anyway, I'd still vote for a D-Star system, which would also allow a lot more sophisticated linkage. Solve other problems, I'm sure, as well. But there's always cost. And, I guess there are other priorities. Anyway, Naf, I'm coming up on Yankee Stadium. Definitely got a late start this morning. You must be close to your destination.
No, actually, coming down the hump, before racing that, Second Street, 92nd Street, 93rd Street, 93rd, the FDR.
Second location. The N2 is the
is Nissan.
KC2, KKX, QS line.
I'm not sure if I get it. Hold on. Okay, I got it.
Call this community. order.
Oh, boy. Okay. I think Kevin is in there, too, somewhere, but, yeah, no, not started having trouble. I think right after he was making comments about a repeater system, I don't know, it's just a coincidence. But he seems to be okay now. Kevin, you still in there, or in Y2H?
Certainly an odd thing, and I guess not the first time that's happened in a NFL game. But how would you expect it in a dome? Anyway, maybe it had to do with the halftime show. I'm going on to Gracie Mansion. Over to you, Jay.
All right, thanks, Pete. Hopefully you can hear me on the Gracie Mansion. Give my respects to Ed Conch's family while you're there. I think they're sitting shiv at Gracie Mansion or something today. Yeah, they said it was due to a power surge outside of the stadium and the lights tripped, but it takes them a while to get them back on because of the, I guess they have to warm up or whatever, and they had to make sure everything was okay. They claim it was outside of the stadium that the power surge was, and the lights just got tripped. But that was, I'm happy it happened after that run back. That was incredible. God, 109-yard run back. But it did make for a more interesting game. I think the other side, San Francisco, woke up after that. So it was a good game.
Yeah, particularly the second half made it more interesting to watch, particularly if you're rooting for the 49ers, which I was. But that's the way it goes. Anyway, I'm sure they're happy in Baltimore. Finally coming down the SDR here near 63rd Street. So I'll be here a few more minutes. Been having a lot of fun learning how to use the KX3 this weekend. I figured out how to do the zero beating on the CW and do the A code, D code capability that the radio has so it can read ready PSK and CW. And send it. And then also with a PC, the utility program so you can run the terminal off the PC and do the same with a bigger display. So it's kind of neat. Back to you.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I went to the website and looked at the literature. Actually, I downloaded the user's guide and the assembly kit guide. It looks like fun if you have the time to put the kit together. No soldering, so it's not that hard. But it's amazing what they packed into that little thing. Jeez. The encode decode sounds great, so you could actually do CW via keyboard, I guess, from what I read, if that's what you mean. And it'll translate it for you, which is even better.
Yeah, that's correct. You can obviously have the paddle that they make for the radio, or you can, you know, through your own paddle, or use the PC, or another neat way to do it is there are memories. There are six memories where you can store things like CQ and, you know, your location and single strength, things like that. And then you can hit the memory, I guess it's like a key or built into the radio, and then read the display for the responses. So it's pretty neat, as you said, what they're able to pack into a small box. And I know there are other features that are soon to be released that I don't have. So there's even left room for new things. Anyway, I'm under the UN. Hopefully I'm getting out. Back to you.
I think I also read they're having a 2-meter converter or 2-meter adapter or whatever plug-in for it shortly. That'll be good, so you can do 2 meters as well as the unpack it already, but I imagine there are frequencies where that abounds still.
Well, certainly there's plenty of CW, and PSK is pretty popular, and really maybe a little less so, but still plenty of it. So there's, you know, more than enough there. You got to be patient with only 5 or 10 watts, though, for sure. Although I feel, you know, with the antenna at home, it's reasonable. But in the field with a smaller antenna, I'm sure more challenging. Anyway, I'm going to make this my last. I'm about to pull into the garage, and I'll say 73, and have a good day. Looks like a good one. KC2, KKX, we're clear.
KC2, KKX, KC2, YSK, 73 Peter, have a great day. Maybe we'll catch you later or tomorrow. This is KC2 YSK. I'll be listening.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
K6 DPZ Mobile listening.
Bye.